Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Paradigm Podcast. I am your host, France Taillard, the HD Parenting Coach and Certified Conscious Parenting Coach. My goal is to create ease in your family through human design and conscious parenting, to bring more connection, joy, self-expression, emotional intelligence, spirit, and energy into your life, to guide you to reconnect with your true self so you can bring more love and joy in your homes and confidently parent your child the unique way they crave to be parented. I'm here to have conversations to guide you and pave the way for a whole new parenting experience for yourself and your children. Join me and let's explore this path together. Hello, hello, it is France here. So wherever you're listening to me today, if it is on TikTok, on Instagram Live, or IGTV, or on my podcast, thank you and welcome. Today, I want to share with you a little bit of an informal conversation, and I want to talk about the evolution of parenting. So this is something that came to me in a meditation, okay? And it was so clear. So I want to try to translate this information to you and see how it resonates with you, okay? So I want you to imagine that picture of evolution that we've seen many, many times, the monkeys, right? Where they start off, you know, and then you can see how we progress through life, through evolution, right? So the different shapes of the monkeys, and then we become humans. So I want you to think of that, but instead of monkeys, I want you to think of humans, already being humans, and a baby, and then like a 7-year-old, and then a 14-year-old, and then a 25-year-old, and a 30-year-old, and a 50-year-old, okay? So that's the evolution that we're going to be talking about today. And I want you to think about this. At zero, when they're born, they are full of light. They are, you know, just, their light is here. They're connected to who they are. And they're here to absorb what's going on. Okay, so they're born and then they're fully, like their light is shining bright. Okay, and then between 0 to 7, we all know it's a very common thing, or most of us know anyways, that it is when we're just deeply open to everything that happens around us. So that is typically said, we're deeply open to conditioning, right? So our environment, it conditions us, and it conditions so many things on how we live our life then in the future from age 0 to 7, okay? And then from 7 to 25, this little human being is always sick, frustrated, following along what is expected of her, getting good grades, getting into good school, getting a good job, getting married, getting pregnant, exploring with sex, exploring with alcohol, in a, you know, semi-responsible way, but also in some rebellious ways, trying to understand who she is, okay? And then from age to 25 to 30, this soul in this evolution is deepening her self-care, slowly, day by day, finding her light again, releasing the conditioning, reparenting herself, leaving toxic relationships, which she may have known was not right for her for a very long time, but didn't know, but just kept ignoring it, right? Finding aligned work, which again, she knew what was right for her for a long time, but ignored it, right? And why did she ignore these things? Mainly because she just didn't know. She didn't know that she had to make decisions in a different way than to use her mind, right? She was trained or taught from a young age that the way to make decisions is by using your mind. So she didn't listen to her inner knowing that the relationships she was in was wrong, was toxic, not right for her, right? And that the work that she was doing was not aligned with her. And I could tell you, in a nutshell, that's basically my story. that is my story. So how do we evolve as species? How do we use parenting to evolve ourselves and to evolve our children? Okay, so let me tell you a different story. Our children are born full of light, truly knowing who they are, what they're here to do on this earth, to be playful, to learn all the things, okay? And so at age zero, that's who they are. Their light is shining bright, okay? Again, same thing. Nothing has changed here. From zero to seven, deeply open to conditioning, okay? But what's different? The parent is different, okay? And they're lessening the conditioning that the child is experiencing from zero to seven because they have deepened their understanding of who their child is. They are embodying who they are as parents and letting their children be who they are. Okay? They're empowering you're empowering your child to be who they are, and you're creating a life that is in alignment with them. So let me give you an example of this. And this is a very, very simple one, but I just got my hair cut and we were talking about how, you know, she was asking me my thoughts about, this is the first year my daughter's in school, and she was asking me my thoughts about it. And I was like, oh, I have mixed feelings about school. And I really do. I have mixed feelings about school, but here's the reason why. The reason I have mixed feelings about school is there's a million. But one of the reasons is for this, and I've talked about this publicly, openly before, but I will share this example again. I'm at home with my daughter, and she can spend this summer, my nephew is visiting, and this is not in any way making my nephew wrong at all, okay? It's just showing, highlighting the strength in my daughter. And she has these pillar beads, the melted beads, okay? And she can whip up something like this, right? She loves it. She's focused when she does it. She just thrives. Like, she loves creating, okay? So she can whip these. She's made like probably 50. And some of them are very intricate, very intricate. And she still does them. And she has the focus to do it. And she can do it for oftentimes like 2-3 hours at a time. Anything, like any type of crafting, she can focus on for many, many hours at a time. Okay. And yet, when school reports came around, her teacher told me that she lacked focus. And I was like, it was in a respectful way, it was almost hard for me not to laugh, like in her face, because I was, and it was over the phone. I didn't laugh. I didn't react, actually. But I was like, that's interesting. That's not at all my experience with her at home. So I like curiously asked the teacher, I said, what are you teaching her when you notice that she lacks focus? And she's like, well, no, like, it's not that big of a deal. And she was kind of like trying to backtrack. But I was like, you've told me three times now. Like, you told me in September, you've told me over the phone another time, and you put it in her progress report. So like, obviously, it's something you're observing, right? Like, it's bothering the flow of your classroom in some way, right? So, and the teacher is great, and I'm not saying this to, you know, bash the teacher at all, but in my mind, I was just trying to get, like, you know, it's not a matter of lacking focus, because what my nephew, who is 2 and a bit years older than my daughter, it took him 5 days to do one of the little dogs or cat he was doing, yet my daughter can do that in like less than 30 minutes, right? And my nephew is amazing at so many things. But that's not, like, if I were to judge his focus skills based on doing this, it's just not for him, right? It's not what he thrives at. There's a million other things that he thrives at, but this wasn't it, right? So we judge and we put our children in boxes and we condition our children based on our own standards. And I get it. It's not easy to be a teacher. I would not want to be a teacher. Not even close, right? I cannot imagine what they have to go through. But us as parents, teachers, family, friends, we all condition our children. And that's okay. Conditioning is going to happen. But how can we condition them to be them, in a sense, right? Instead of conditioning them to be their not self, right? It's a word we, it's a theme we use inside human design, the self, the true self, and then the not self. Okay. So instead of conditioning our children to be their not self, how can we lessen that? And how can we instead condition them to be themselves, which I don't even know if that's conditioning, right? Because to me, if I can focus on my daughter's hurt and I look at her blueprint and I parent her based on that blueprint and I empower her to learn who she is, I don't just learn this information, I teach it with her to her in an interactive way, and she understands who she is. Then when people say comments like that, for example, to her, they're like, well, I'm just not interested in it, right? But most of the time, that's what happens to kids, right? And I was talking to someone else today, and they're like, you know, and I personally didn't love the school system because it made me feel stupid. And she's like, I'm not stupid. I'm like, I know you're not stupid. You're brilliant. It's sad. It's sad that like this is how it is. But it's not just the school system, right? Because when we're afraid of what we don't understand, and when we don't understand something, we try to control it to make us feel safer, right? But that's not the answer. The answer is not to control. The answer is to understand. And when we understand something, we feel safe and we can let them be who they are, right? So in that 0 to 7 years, right, and that evolution of parenting, of childhood, of growing, whatever you want to call it, in that 0 to 7 years, the more that you can focus on understanding who your child is at a core level, who their true self is, and to parent them that way, and to lessen the amount of conditioning that we place on their not self, okay, to help them understand who they are as well, that's when things continue to shift, right? And from 8 to 15 now, what we're seeing is they're going to continue to understand who they are. They're going to continue to embody who they are. They're going to listen to their authority. Their authority inside human design, we use our authority to make decisions. It is not our mind like we've been taught to that makes our decision. It is our authority, and it's unique for each and every one of us, okay? And they continue to deepen their self-love, deepen their acceptance. Accept and love others for who they are. Just in those few lines, you can see how the impact of that is huge, right? Especially around the world of bullying and judgment and comparison and all those things, right? Because it's like, oh, I know who I am and I know I'm not perfect, but I'm perfectly me. And even if people are different, we accept it. Different doesn't need to mean bad. They just are different, and that's who they are, and I love and accept you for who you are, kind of thing, right? And then in those 8 to 15 years, or eight to, I guess you can say 25, they might explore with sex. They might explore with drugs. They might explore with alcohol. Chances are they will. But think about this. If they know who they are, they understand who they are, they love and accept themselves for who they are. Think about this for yourself, not even your child, yourself. How do you interact with alcohol when you love and accept yourself? How do you interact with drugs when you love and accept yourself? How do you interact with sex when you love and accept yourself? Very different. I shared in my stories recently, if you follow me on Instagram, about someone, one of the mentors, I guess, that I'm following. She talked about how sex is a much deeper experience and it's much more fulfilling after you've reparented yourself, which is what human design does, that it allows you to reparent yourself, right? Based on who you are, not based on all these false expectations and conditionings that society puts onto us. And it was a big theme. And she's like, the response that I got from it was huge. She's like, I didn't even think it was a thing. And I was like, wow, I didn't even think it was a thing. Because, like, it's true for me personally. So many things in my life have shifted once I reparented myself, and I'm still doing it, right? But just think about this. When you're a teenager, or even now in your life, and you're drinking to try to figure out who you are, You're getting a relationship to try to find love, right? You're maybe taking drugs to numb the pain, whatever it is. But if we can shift the way that we parent, the way that we raise our kids, then that shifts, right? Because now they're teenagers and young adults who know love and accept themselves. And I'm not saying that they're not going to drink, they're not going to have sex, they're not going to do drugs. But from what I can tell in every single bone in my body, that experience is going to be different. And I feel how it's different for me too as an adult. Right? And I've seen the difference in me. And I never really went to drugs or alcohol for to find myself ever. That was also conditioning. But because my mom just hated alcohol and I very much took that on. But definitely the relationship part, I can fully attest to, right? So imagine if many, many, many of us start raising our children this way, and then they find each other to be in a relationship, but instead of two beings trying to find love outside of themselves and coming together, now we have two whole beings who love and accept who they are coming into a relationship. That is very, very, very different interaction. See what I mean? And that is it, right? And it's not about being the perfect parent, because throughout this whole process, it's not just about raising your child, it's about reparenting yourself. But you don't have to fully heal yourself to be able to parent your child this way. You reparent yourself, you parent your child. You reparent yourself, you parent your child. You just have to be one step ahead. That's it. Just one step ahead, right? Just like I may not be here to guide parents that are fully enlightened, but I'm here to guide parents that I'm one, two, three, four, five, 10 steps ahead of, so that they can learn through my experience. And I can quicken, accelerate, or just create a shift in their life faster. I forget the word I'm looking for, but faster, right? So this is what it's all about. Okay. So in the first image that I showed you, that I explained it to you, the evolution, the baby, fully light, full light, and then 07 conditioning from society, no understanding of who they are. Okay. The light dims a little bit. And then dims even more and more and more until one day they start to prioritize self-care, self-love, and understand who they are, and then they can find their light back. Well, what if we don't actually let it dim down that much in our kids? And this is what I'm proposing to you today. And that is what I was explaining to you in the second evolution, right? Where in 0 to 7, yes, they're going to get conditioning, but can we lessen the not self-conditioning and up the understanding of themselves so that their light continues to shine bright, and maybe it'll dim a few percentages, but not as much as it was in the past, which was like almost 100, I would say, right? And then their experience between 8 to 25 and beyond is going to be so different. The relationships they get into, the work that they're going to do, right? The relationships that they have with their friends, with their parents, with their partners, with everyone in society, how they experience life, how they experience many things, but including sex, alcohol, and drugs, if that's the case. Like, I'm not saying that everyone needs to do that, but you know what I mean. Okay? And this is where the name, so I want to talk to you about growing by design method. And this is where this comes from. And I was meditating on this because this is a program that is starting on January 5th. And I was meditating on this week, and this whole evolution came to me. And it was like, this is what you're doing. This is what I'm doing, right? And the growing by design, it means many things. At first, it was like your child is growing based on who they're designed to be. not on who you want them to be, but based on who they're designed to be. And then it was like, but it's also for the parent because you're growing as a parent, as a human being, based on your design. And then it's also for business, right? So my key clientele is our women in business, right? Who desire to do this, who desire to create that shift for themselves and for their child, because they know that when they do that for themselves and their child, it's going to impact their business as well. And they can learn how to develop and grow and sustain a business based on their own design, not what everybody else is telling them to do, right? So it's threefold. It's about letting your child grow up in this world based on who they're designed to be. You growing up as a parent based on who you're designed to be, and letting your business grow based on who you are. Okay. So if this resonates with you, depending on when you're listening to this, okay, if you're listening to the replays or whatnot, but I encourage you to reach out to me on Instagram, the HD Parenting Coach, and check in with me and submit an application to join this program. Okay, if you're listening to me live, it is the application process is closing tomorrow at 10 p.m. on December 23rd at 10 p.m. Okay, and then they're going to reopen in about 2 months, roughly, is what I have planned right now. Okay, so if this resonates with you, please reach out to me, comment below, and I can send you the application form. And if you're listening to this on the podcast and this resonates with you, leave me a review or find me on Instagram. And I would love to continue this conversation with you, okay? We are all unique. We all have a unique journey to go through. Parenting this way is not going to look perfect. It's life. It's life. We're not meant to be perfect. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be trials and tribulations that you're going to face. But it's going to look so different for you. And I can tell you myself, I've been going through trials and tribulations for the last 3 years intensely. And how I used to deal with them 3 years ago versus how I deal with them today. Because I've been reparenting myself heavily for the last 3 years, it's so different. So different, right? Still happen, but they just don't faze you as much. They just don't faze you as much, okay? So if you're curious to know about this and Growing by Design, just briefly, it is an app that I've created, an interactive app for your child to learn about their human design. So this is something that you and your child experience together. It's a beautiful time that both of you can connect together, experience it, and then you're empowering your child, but you're also linking arms with them to raise them, right? Because so many parents tell me, I never knew parenting was so lonely. And to me, that's sad, but the more that I understand human behavior, human psychology, and conditioning, and all those things, it just makes sense, right? Because the way we parent is highly based on how we were parented. And for most of us, our experiences of life are very different. So you and your partner, your experience is different. You had different environments, you had different conditioning, right? So how you parent obviously is going to be different. And to try to control the other person, just see it like you, is almost a losing battle. And I'm kind of like breaking that down and going straight to your child. So partner, link arms with your child. Your child might still experience that contrast, that duality, but that's okay. And if your partner decides that they want to learn with you, perfect. And it's an option, not something that you have to force. Okay? So thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions, you know how to reach out to me on Instagram. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening to the Conscious Parenting Paradigm Podcast. I am your host, France Taillard, Certified Conscious Parenting Coach. You can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Coach France T. You can find my link to my website in the show notes or on my social media profiles. I would love it if you would subscribe to and rate this podcast. I will be doing multiple Ask Me Parenting episodes, so if you have any questions for me, please leave it inside a review on your favorite platform. Your feedback and support is so appreciated. See you next time, where we will continue to explore conscious parenting together.